feet. The other one's 128 square feet. My house is 152 square feet.
Alright, so the one all the way at the back is how many square feet?
128.
128, 8 by 16.
When you look at the property record, it says that there's one shed on that property. And it says it's 234 square feet.
That's been tore down and drawn a long time ago.
Okay.
As soon as I moved there, it was rotted and falling down. Well, that's probably the one going there. I shrunk it by five feet to build my porch. There was another smaller shed that was rotted into the ground that I moved.
So then, this building behind the house you're saying is a porch?
No, it's...
It's a shed.
That's a shed, right? It's only about a foot from my porch.
Porch, alright.
That's the old Model T garage that was there. So it's flooded five times this year already. It's coming down. It's like 10 inches lower than the rest of the property. It just fills with water and time rains.
Alright, so that one's coming down.
And the middle one is on sled, so I just got to put a strap to it and pull one and take it.
So, you talk about you're doing work on this house, you're not living there yet?
No.
Okay. Not a problem, just information.
Two of them go down, and you got the 128 one key.
So that would be a 32 by 36 total garage for pole barn. If I was to keep it on the back corner, if not, I can remove it too. If it has my garden tractors, tillers, and miscellaneous stuff for the house.
So this bigger barn that you're building, 1,200 and something square foot barn. Is that to serve as storage and vehicle garage and
maintenance?
Everything
I have in my property, I got to take care of it, so I have to have the tools to do that. And for cars, parking cars.
Does anybody else have questions?
So the 1280 is a separate building. So you would have the 1,280 square foot building plus the 128 square foot building, that would give you a total of 1,408 on an allowable 900.
Right, I would shrink the garage pole barn down to 32 by 36, would be 128 feet less if I was to keep the back one. If not, I'll get rid of the back one also. So that'd be the total accessory buildings.
Did you say the dimensions on the new building would be 32 by 36? Is that what you said?
Well, he's asking for 32 by 40.
I'm asking for 32 by 40.
Right.
But if I was to keep the one in the back, I could shrink that one out to 32 by 36, which is 120 square feet less. Okay. That's 4 foot by 32, be 128.
More questions for the applicant?
Help me with my math. The 32 by 36 would be how many feet?
1152.
I was right. And you wanted to keep the 128?
Mm-hmm. So it puts it back at 1280.
Total. The allowance is 900.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And he's going to take two other sheds off the property.
Definitely, there's two are gone no matter what. Once the one's empty, I don't need it. And the other one, the materials are going into the new garage, so this coming down because I finished the house.
So is your plan to remove the other two sheds prior to building the new one?
We're gonna put the stuff in it. All the tools are in the one shed, so the tools I would use to build the building have to be put somewhere. So as soon as it's built, I'll take them down.
So all your tools are in those three areas?
Just mainly in the one.
Okay, where's the 128 that you're going to keep?
The northwest corner.
All the way in the back. All the way in the back. By the number 9.
Circle by 9?
Yeah.
Has garden tractors, tillers, miscellaneous tools. It's got trim and flooring in it for my house also. So a lot of the things are going to be removed out of this. If I can put everything in my garage, I can get rid of that too.
So you'd only be with the 32 by 36?
32 by 40 at that
32
point.
32 by 40?
If I could do that.
1280 no matter what.
Okay. So either he gets it with a small shed and a pole barn, or the one pole barn is what he's asking for.
And he fits the sides and the back clearance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because of where he's got it located. It
356 foot long. I'll have 12 on one side and 17 on the other, I think.
So number the circle 9 is where all your tools are?
That's where my garden tractor, my tillers, miscellaneous stuff.
And your tools are?
Shovels, rakes, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like his yard shed.
No, Ryan's a yard shed.
But the middle one's like a pod because it has cabinets, water heater, washer, dryer, stove, toilets,
and you want them sitting down on the porch.
It's got everything that goes in the house.
Excuse me, can I get everybody to get in the mic because we're recording?
Sorry.
So, I had a question.
Sorry.
I'll ask the question about the driveway. Is the driveway, it doesn't...
It's a gravel drive. It got muddy this year because of the rain.
And I'm assuming you're in... The plan is to extend it back to the pole barn.
It's all gravel back there because, I mean, everything's gravel right around that other Model T garage.
Okay.
Sorry, the question I was going to ask is kind of, doesn't pertain to what we're doing, just with curiosity. The pictures show derelict vehicles on the property.
They will be fixed. I'm keeping four of them. One was my aunt's, the tractor goes back to Kentucky. My son will be driving the 88 Taurus and the two Mustangs and two S10s I'm keeping. Three of them run.
Okay. And?
I gotta move all that to build it.
Okay, so I'm looking, but unfortunately the pictures aren't that great even when you go out to the website there, the auditor's website.
I would ask what that is.
Yeah.
Let me see it here. Oh, yeah. What is the square rectangle above the 7?
The trailer. Oh, that's an enclosed trailer.
This one's trailer too?
That's an enclosed trailer.
All right. So those are vehicles you currently roadworthy and you use them?
I don't. It's stored. That one's storage. Just like the buildings are storage. And everything that's in that will go in my garage. Because it's mostly tools, car parts, things like that.
Like I said, it doesn't pertain to what we're doing here. I was just wondering about getting the property cleaned up a little bit. Can't see it from the road. I'll give you that.
I've been working on it.
He has been working. It's looking better. So, kudos to you for that.
I didn't move for months because the rain and getting smoked out.
And the enclosed trailers, once the building's built,
I'll put new tires on it and use it for a getting machine. But the 0.276 acres, that's allowed 900, I'm at 0.60. So if you do the math, between 276 thousandths, you have 716 thousandths, That's 500 square foot difference because you jump up to 1,400 square foot. So if you prorated that, I prorated it at adding 360 feet to my 900, which is only 1,260. But I was asking for the 1,280. So that would be someone having a, just over a quarter acre without allowed to have the same size building as I, since I have over half an acre.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add? Does anybody have any more questions?
Were you, have you considered shrinking the pole barn down to maybe 30 by 30 and keeping the 128? Or 30 by 32 by 32 and discarding the 128?
I'm just asking for that. Whatever I can get, I'm going to build a garage at some point.
Yeah, however he's going to get us, he'd like to have his 1280, however we can get it, either two buildings or one.
I mean, like I said, I can get rid of all those buildings. If I can, like, I'll just store everything in there, in one big one. I'll put a door in the back for the lawnmowers or whatever. So.
36 by 32, is that 1052?
Yes.
For 1252.
You might need to double it.
1152.
It was
11 something.
32
yeah,
by 36.
1152.
Is it 32 by 36?
1152. That was my mistake. Do you have any more?
Right beside the trailer, there's a lumber pile that'll be gone too. That's going to be used up. And couple of junk lawnmowers there, which is part for the one lawnmower I use. That'll all be shrunk down and put up. Nothing will be outside.
You're really improving the property. You know, every step that you go, because we watch it when we go to Vandalia.
Yeah, it's
slowly steady.
38 feet of foundation, added 200 square feet up top. It had a shed roof or an attic roof. New trusses, new roof, 26 windows, all new siding.
I watched it. My parents built their house like that, stage by stage.
And the garage is the final for the outside, and I get the inside finished.
I don't have anything else. All right. Anybody else want
to
question, comment?
All right,
sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Alrighty. Do we have anybody who'd like to speak in support of this case? To come to the podium. Speak in support. Comments for support will close. Comments will be open for those who'd like to speak in opposition. If anybody'd like to step to the podium and speak in opposition of this particular case. Comments in opposition to the case are closed. We're going to close all public comments at this point, and the board will deliberate. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to see if it's fit within the confines of what the township has put out. That's just my personal opinion. And I think for me, kind of like the biggest hurdle is it's basically we're gonna have to trust him to then remove the buildings when it's built. You know, and I think that we have been in that situation before and that has not happened.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's, you know, instead of doing it, you know, taking down those buildings and then building the one that he wants, basically he's asking to build the one he wants. And then at some point in the future, he would take those other ones down. So.
Right. And you do run into that problem a lot. People will say one thing and do something totally opposite.
Right.
You do have the option to approve and make with those conditions. So you can say, listen, you cannot do it until you remove the other buildings. So, I mean, it's totally up to you all.
Yeah, in essence, it would be build a barn after he's done doing all the work in the house. All of so is the one shed would be empty. From what he's saying, all of the stuff would be installed in the house. And I do get that people don't follow through. Mm-hmm.
Two cases that we voted for, they did not follow through, and we believed them. And I have to agree with Rachel. I want it closer to the 900. I'm looking at 30 to 32. That would be 960. So that, you know, I'm willing to go up like maybe 100 more than 900, but not much more than that, to be consistent with everybody else we're talking about. In the future, in the past.
So you're saying 30 by 32, and he is allowed to keep the 120 square foot shed in the back? You're just
30 by 30 and keep the 128. I'm saying 30 by 30 or 30 by 32.
30 by 30 with a 128 would be 1028.
Correct.
Yeah, because at the 1280, it's 42% over what is authorized.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. It's a lot. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All stuff too.
Plus he still has, at least for now, 352. And he would have four buildings.
So
until he tore the other ones down. Moved it, whatever.
Because it says you're only permitted two accessory buildings.
Right.
And right now he's got three. But he hasn't hit with what he has. He's not at the square foot,
right?
I'm okay giving him an extra, you know, 30 by 30 plus the 128, but not much more than that, because otherwise we have the rules to follow the rules.
Right.
He has done so much work. It really improved that area. And it's been a long, long, hard road for him.
So if we grant him a 30 by 30 and let him keep the 128, that's 14% over.
If he doesn't have the 128, does that meet there?
Then he's only 60 square over, so it's
Oh. He's 30 by 30. He's right at 900. Or did you say 30? 30 by 32.
Oh, 30 by 32, yeah.
All right.
30 by 30, he'd be at...
At 900, so 30...
If he took out the 128, yeah.
So it's 30 by 30 or 30 by 32. 30 by 32 with the 128. 30 by 32 without...
He right. He wants a 30 by 30. What Donna was saying was the 30 by 30 with the 128 or the 30 by 32 without.
Because some of that stuff he can bring into the house.
That's what I was saying. When he's done redoing the house, the one shed he's already talking about dragging out, drag it out, put a sign on it, would not be needed. Right now he's got his building materials in, is what he's saying. So once all those are built into the house.
So that would be 20.89%.
Yeah, the 128 square foot building sounds it's like it's a
1,088 total.
Stick built on the ground. 128. The other shed's on skids, he said.
Yeah.
28.
Oh,
yeah. But I don't know that was...
She was talking about 30 by 30 with the 128.
Yeah.
He's saying if he did this.
If he did the 30 by 32.
Then he's like 20.
20 point?
20% over.
Yeah, 28.
30 by 32 with no 128?
With the 128 would make him 20%.
Just under 21.
So basically, it's either 30 by 30 with the 128, 30 by 32 with the 128, or 30 by 30 and no 128. How far do you want to go?
I
wouldn't go more than that. Again, in that we have the rules,
mm-hmm.
We have them for a reason. We're doing a good job of enforcing those guidelines, and
he's improving the place greatly.
He is. And we still have the, you know, trust him to do, you know, to get rid of those buildings.
Those other two buildings, yeah. So we're giving him the benefit of the doubt that you have to get rid of the other two buildings.
So what mechanism we have if he doesn't follow our trust?
I'm going to ask our new zoning person that. Arthur?
There's a process. I mean, being that we're going through BZA tonight, probably looking at some legal ramifications, because I mean, he's publicly saying he's gonna remove them, so yeah, we wouldn't have to go that route, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
Probably
there's a process to go through.
Yep, absolutely. And I would like to also know the two that did it before.
The what?
The two that she was talking about that actually did it and did not remove theirs and came to BZA.
They lied.
Yep, so.
Oh, I know. I live near one of them.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I should have asked the applicant this, but did he say what his timeline was for building and
you can
like when he would be like when the building would be complete and then you'd be able to take the others down?
Completion of it. Just moving everything out.
But what does that look like?
When do you want to start building?
Same size building in 60 hours. So
you're building. So you're building this yourself.
Just like now, it's beautiful.
And when do you plan to start?
As soon as you guys okay.
5 days after.
Have you got a permit?
I need this to get the permit.
Yeah,
yep.
It exists. Yeah.
I think it's. We're talking about his rationale that it's 0.6 of an acre. And if you look at the scale, he's closer to the point, the
0.7.
Yeah. Than he is. I'm just saying that.
It's
30.
30.
And it jumps up 500 square feet as mm-hmm. you go.
Right. You get a little bit more. But this number doesn't change.
No. Mm-hmm. 5 acres. Mm-hmm. So. 10 acres. So with that said, now if it was on 0.3 acre, I mean, this, then you're going to run into the 30% impervious surface issues in the backyard mm-hmm. and everything else, but it's closer to the 0.7 acre than it is. So.
So what's your inclination?
Can I say something?
Yes. Please.
0.71 is 1,400 square foot. At 0.6 and 0.276 can have the same size as
I'm right.
allowed. It's like, and I'm double their size as far as the acreage. That's why I was asking for the 1280. That's, and what my prorating, I figured 1,268 feet. If you prorated the acreage with the square footage between 276 and 716, that prorating at my 0.6 would be 1268.
1268.
And I was asking for 1280.
I just want to say, though, that the zoning does not prorate anything.
Right.
I did,
right.
So, I mean, it, I get, that's not, I get the rationale.
What was number two? The three questions up there? If it, when you first pull out the three things.
All right. Yes,
number
sir.
Number two.
The literal
interpretation. Actually, I think it's the next one. The next page.
This is the only.
This is the only page.
Yeah. If a 0.276 enjoys the right for 900, and I'm double the size, but I'm kind of deprived of my acreage and having my size built. That's number two. If you read it. The mm-hmm. interpretation of the zoning resolution would be prime applicants' rights enjoyed by other property owners.
Mm-hmm. I just present the case.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But we turn down people in this same situation that are asking for larger buildings as well.
Oh, yeah, well, the one guy
that
was really
nice.
I'm just saying.
He's going to cut his grass really
by 36 and no 128, or would you rather
wait 32 by 36?
Because yeah. That's 1,152 square foot.
I can do that. I mean, yeah, just I could put skids into that one, drag it out too, or sled just sitting on six center blocks. It's not attached to the
I'd haul them to Kentucky and take them in there. I'm not kidding.
Well, yeah, I know.
You want to trade them?
They're
like
15
percent.
That's over 25% over the one.
Yeah.
You can give me the money back.
I would like to see a little more than the 30 by 32. You guys are 14%.
That's 20% over if he keeps the 128.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's
see. 20%.
What about 32 by 32?
30 by 32 plus the 128 was 1080.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's 20.8.
The 30 by 32 would give him 1,024. With no 128. Jason, you want a bigger barn or you want multiple places?
Bigger barn. Bigger garage. You want a garage.
Okay, all fair.
Because when I look at houses, I don't look at the house, I look at the barns.
I'm building it as a garage, but as a pole barn for a garage.
32 by 32 would be 124. And no 128. Mm-hmm. At 1024, how much overage is it?
15.7.
I'm just trying to compare the two.
Mm-hmm. Are there any height limits in this stuff, in this building?
It's top height. Size wall.
How high is the building? Is like a second story?
14.
Yeah, it was on here.
It was
not higher than the house.
Yeah, okay. 14.6 sidewall, 19.10 to the peak.
Yeah,
okay,
be good.
So you can have a storage area above that. You can have a storage area above
it. I need that height for the vehicle to go up and down.
Okay.
How much? That doesn't require more than what you're stating in the drawing, though.
Yeah. No, that's probably too high. I think that was more like 13 foot instead of 14.6.
So you could. It's not a whole second story. You put a mezzanine in.
Yeah.
A little shelf right there. I'm talking mezzanine. That's for the little shelf.
Right. I really don't want to go any more than 32 by 32 and no 128. Or 30 by 30 with a 128.
Square footage of him build whatever.
Right. Just, right, I agree. Let's put the maximum of the square footage, mm-hmm. and then
total
he can build
foot.
It. Rectangle, square, triangle, however he wants.
So, what would be the maximum square footage then? Over 1,028.
Well, he said he'd rather a bigger barn than that.
than 2. Well, 32 by 34 2 is 1024. Provided they were. I'm pretty sure it didn't.
And 30 by 34 is 1020. So, yeah.
And that was a 1024. So the, he says a 30 by
34.
We give a little, gets a little way up.
But if he, you know, chooses to keep that small.
So
building,
you're going to give him the maximum 1,024, 1,000.
1,020,
as you said. 1,020. And then you divide that over the two buildings or whatever?
No, he said he's going to build them.
He'd rather
have
a bigger
pole barn than he would.
I would too.
The accessory building.
So we could say we could go up to 1024.
Okay.
That'd be
1024.
Okay.
Do we have to add anything in there about the other buildings?
We'll put in there.
Oh, yes.
That the other buildings have to go.
Do you want them to go before
he
builds? Do you want him to go before the building?
Well, he's saying he needs them to store his things until he gets the new building built. And then that time, once the new building's built, he can consolidate into the new building and then get rid of the old buildings.
Okay.
I'd say put a time limit.
Yeah, I would say it would have to happen within...
You can build that barn within 60 days?
So I think once the barn's built, he should have a certain amount of time,
right?
Obviously, to remove his things and get the barns.
How long would it take you to remove those other things after your barn is built?
By myself, I've been asking for my kids' help for 10 years.
Get yours to help me call mine.
It's just
90 days.
Help. Yeah.
I'm say 90 days after the completion of the barn?
To get my house finished for it to pass final inspection, I have to have steps. So the one has to be gone before it passes.
So the question would be here, you want to build the barn as soon as you can. All right. And I'm guessing that if you're building this barn, you're not going to be doing anything inside of your house.
I am the front part of the house. The foundation has been crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shoring up that corner of the house and the debris. The foundation that's over there is going to be the base for my slab. So I already have a good pile there, so that's killing two birds with one stone. So, and it's my son's been helping me. I have a 18-year-old. He's off Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. He's been helping me with this.
Okay, because I'm thinking as a one-man show, that's going to be a lot of work.
I've been doing it.
A lot of hours.
Everything you see there, that's one guy.
All right.
So let's say
Ninety days after the barn is built.
Yeah, to get everything put back together and remove the old barns.
The three other, I know the one he said's coming off because it floods and it chooses anyway.
So you would just have one structure then?
Correct.
Right. I think you got a better handle on it.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the request for variance with a 1,024 foot maximum for the new structure. And at the completion of the new structure, the other three buildings will be removed within 90 days. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It works.
1 second.
You beat me. Take the roll call.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Mr. Lestwich?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Alright. Passes 4-0.
You in the minutes.
All right, we need to approve the June minutes. Is that they were emailed? Did everybody read them? Did anybody have any comments or corrections? A motion that. Oh.
No, I'm saying first, I want to make a motion to accept it.
All right, you go.
I'm making a motion to accept it.
I'll second.
All right, call vote. Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Mr. Leskowitz?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
All right. Meetings are accepted, or minutes are accepted, 4-0.
Other communications or reports? That's the next thing. Other communications or reports. Okay.
What do you have for us, Arthur? Anything else?
Well,
Kathy,
old business, new business,
next
any
month,
business?
Next month, we'll talk about
school. Oh, yes.
Next month, right? Not
yeah,
month.
Next month's meeting.
Next month's meeting, we'll get with you all to see about doing it earlier because we have quite a few cases coming up, so we got to kind of, we don't want to be here one night doing 50 cases, so, yeah, so.
I think of that.
We were going to see if the 17th, if you got. If you were available, maybe look at that date.
Which date is that?
September 17th.
Oh, alright.
I might not be functioning that.
What are you doing on September
16th? Well, no, well, it's the whole week. It's a crazy work week.
Okay. I don't have any problem with the 17th.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to decide tonight. You want to go home and, you know, take a look at give us an email us or give us a call.
So we would have two nights, the 17th and the 24th?
No, ma'am.
Just the 17th?
Yes, ma'am. You'll be on vacation on the 24th.
So I will
who's
be
on
you
vacation?
You won't have to come on.
I'm on vacation.
You go.
What time do we plan on starting?
Pretty much the same time, 6:30.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought we were going to start earlier. You meant earlier,
and the meeting is earlier
right.
In the month.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Absolutely.
Not earlier time.
No, ma'am. No,
got
ma'am.
You. Okay.
I understand it now.
Okay.
All right. I'll do my best. No promises on the 17th.
All right.
I'm making a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second. All in favor? All in favor? Say aye.
Say aye.
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 Yes. Aye. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Time is what?
I got 1924, 7:24.
Don't ask, Jim.